The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to MD Radio on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. All across the nation, people are celebrating the Martin Luther King holiday. And out here in California, it is 85 degrees, sunny and clear, as it was yesterday when I returned from a weekend of fitness and bodybuilding. We had the first annual, or the 10th annual, I should say, LA Fit Expo here in Los Angeles, where Mark Mazurek and promoter John Bailick put it all together. It's one of the biggest that they've ever had. Again, it was anchored by a natural bodybuilding championship, and we had a lot of luminaries in the house, considering it was so sunny outside. We had two-time Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath, eight-time champion, Ronnie Coleman, Jay Cutler, with his new revamped look. He actually looks the part. He looks like he is getting ready to come back and try to go for number five against the rubber match, I should say, Phil Heath. You know, Jay's the only bodybuilder that's competed and won the Mr. Olympia, only to lose it to Dexter Jackson, and then come back and regain the championship. So he finds himself in a very familiar position, as this year he will turn 40 years old by the time he has that rematch at the last weekend of September, only by a month, but with a full year of rest and recovery. If anybody is up for the challenge, it's Jay Cutler. He's looking big as a house by comparison to the last time I saw him earlier in the year. So he's getting ready right now. Some other guys were there. Steve Kuklo, he's trying to pick his competition out, maybe do the New York Pro Championship, maybe Dallas Europa Show, which is his home state, Texas, in August. Dexter Jackson was in the house. A lot of things were going on, from strongman to powerlifting, Lou Ferrigno, the whole nine yards. Anyways, it was a great weekend. Sandwiched in between at the Staples Center, the crowning of the Kings in the hockey season just got back underway. The Kings, the Los Angeles Kings, were getting their championship rings presented to them as they went down in flames against Chicago. And then, of course, the Clippers were playing just the other day. So Lady Gaga was in the house. It was a crazy weekend with this great summertime weather we're having, mixed in with a lot of bodybuilding and fitness luminaries going on. So it was kind of fun to witness that. And in the process, I got in my hand the latest issue of Muscular Development, the Marsh Edition, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. As his movie comes out, The Last Stand, and speaking of someone that does not stand last for long, let's bring him in by way of South Florida, Mr. Bob Chicarillo. Welcome back to MD Radio, Bob.
Yo, what's up, bro?
I didn't want to leave you on hold, my man. There's a lot of ground to cover here, considering Dexter Jackson was going to be one of our guests. Ironically, he got a hold of me just like the day of the Fit Expo on a Saturday, typical Dexter Jackson fashion, saying, hey, man, I need a ticket to the show. Well, I had to remind him I'm not a promoter. I'm just, you know, I'm a working stiff like you are and just doing my job. And I'm thinking, surely you're Mr. Olympia. You'll have no problem, you know, either finding $15 to get in or walking up and someone might recognize you and usher you to the front of the line. But no, alas, I put his name down and he got into, snuck into the show, and I didn't see him after that. But he was supposed to come on the radio show. All things considered, he's getting ready to go after history-making, record-setting tie with Flex Wheeler at the Arnold Classic. He did get re-signed, Bob. That was what I wanted to bring him on so he could say it. He was re-signed by Steve Blackman to join Team MD so we can get some exclusive video coverage and the countdown to the Arnold Classic and hopefully another run at the Olympia.
Well, I tell you this, that not only will he have a great chance, we've given the lineup consideration, we've looked at it, not a lot of superstars in the show, but still a formidable lineup, but Dexter Jackson clearly heading the list. And this, as we discussed last week, Sean, if Dexter Jackson's able to put a big W in the column at this competition, to me, and to more importantly, to Flex Wheeler, that would tie the record, as it would be in four of the original Arnold Classics, not to be confused with the Expanding the Globe Arnold Classics that we've talked about.
Yeah, which, again, that would be the B-ranking Arnold Classic, because we know that the A lineup is right here in Ohio. And, again, that's a contest for the first time, I think, Bob, on record. It's going to be one of the weaker lineups in terms of depth. It's going to be interesting based on the lineup on paper, but the depth chart is not that deep.
No, well, you know what? It's a good opportunity. You know, it's a great opportunity for some guys to get their names up there, to establish themselves, to get an early jump in the point system for the Olympia. And you know, this is, listen, shows are come and go, and it's up to these guys whether they want to get into to the action and try to get the early qualification, or sit back and kind of wait and see how things unfold. I heard you talking about Steve Kuklo. You know, that would be a great move, in my opinion, for Kuklo, to get into that Europa Dallas. I mean, it's his home state. Those are exactly the kind of shows, Sean, that I think guys like that should take advantage. Again, hometown boy, you know, the whole thing, get a win under your belt, get some momentum going, and get his ass on the Olympia stage. That kid is a future consideration for a Mr. Olympia title.
Not to mention, dude, he said he's only 27 years old. Now, years ago, when I was coming up, 27 might almost be considered kind of old, because, I mean, everybody was in their 20s doing the business of the Olympia and these shows, but now it's a rarity that you find someone so young. He was here. I got an exclusive interview with him sitting down. It's on MuscularDevelopment.com at the Evagen, his sponsoring booth. And the guy just landed out there today, coming back from his trip here in California. And regrettably, he did not want to leave this great weather we're having out here. But he got there, went to Whole Foods to get some food, as most bodybuilders do, to stock up for the week. Comes out, and his truck was stolen.
No.
They stole the fireman's truck, dude, and they don't even know. They stole Mr. USA's truck. I mean, this is a guy that's, if they'd seen him walking out of that, getting out of that car, they probably would think twice about getting into it. But talk about bad luck. I got Mr. Olympia and Arnold Classic champ Dexter Jackson, MIA, and then my other guest, Steve Kuklo, getting his car stolen.
Well, we could talk shop for days, so we're never, between you and I, bro, we'll never be short on material, that's for sure. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, you know what, you hate to laugh at the kid, obviously. Nobody wants their truck or car stolen. But, you know, I can't help but think back, and you'll remember this, Sean, when Arnold, you know, pumping iron, talking about how focused he was on shows, and, you know, and some of this stuff was a little bit taken out of context, and he just kind of trumped it up. But I remember him talking about that very subject and saying, you know, if my car is stolen, I don't care. You know, it doesn't, listen, I report it to my insurance company and let them deal with it, but I can't be bothered. You know, I can't let that interfere with me. But it makes me wonder if these guys these days are that committed, that focused. You know, we're in a different day and age now, you know?
It is. And, you know, I think they quantify a lot of what's going on in their life, whether it's on-season or off-season, whereas we came up under that same belief that Arnold had us all believing, that bodybuilding wasn't seasonal. It wasn't about on-season or off-season. Either you were training to be the best when you were training, or you weren't. I mean, the guy's like, nothing could get in his way in terms of getting ready for a show. So the car gets stolen, take the bus to the gym, catch a taxi, worry about all that other stuff later. But I do think we're living in different times, because now some of these guys are looking for longevity. They're strategizing on what show to choose. You have a lot more choices in terms of who you're going to see and when in the calendar year you're going to see them. I know that right now in the latest Muscular Development magazine that's on the stands with Arnold Schwarzenegger on the cover, in the How I See It department with Flex Wheeler, myself, and Kevin Lavroni, we're all talking about our time in terms of being on that Arnold Classic. What was the most memorable time for us? And, you know, Flex has four titles. Kevin's got two. I was on that stage three times. So we specifically went into detail about what memories stood out for us the most. It's a very good read from three different perspectives that really keep the people kind of on the edge of their seats in terms of getting into the mind of a guy that's competed in these shows. And on you, on the Chick Chat, the Too Much Arnold. Tell me what you got in your column there, Bob.
Well, I think it's an interesting read. You know, we all get to kind of put our own spins on there, and we do, by the way, for those listening out there, because I know this is a topic of conversation all the time. We do write our own articles, okay? Sean writes his own. I write my own. Kevin writes his own. These are not Ron Harris editions, okay? These are right from our mouths. So what I chose to write on was kind of taking the opposite approach. You know, we've got this globalization of the Arnold Classic. We talked about that. So my column called Too Much Arnold, and what it deals with is the idea that does it take away from the prestige of the show now that there's more than one Arnold? We talked about this in terms of wins, like if Dexter were to win the Brazilian Arnold. Again, does that tie in with Flex Wheeler's record? As Flex sees it, the answer is no. You have to win the original one in Columbus, four of those or five or whatever you win.
Yeah, of course, he
will give homage to that, of course. But Flex, he ain't getting to give everybody an inch, boy.
But let me say, from my perspective, it's like, okay, so McDonald's opened in Southern California in a little city called Los Angeles, and now there's a billion of them across the country. Is anyone less important as the original? I mean, it's the same brand. Listen, what Arnold's doing globally, the model is exactly the same. The prize money is slightly different. And Arnold over here in Ohio is an invitational, whereas I'm not sure how the selection process is for the other ones that are globally. But at the end of the day, the winner of those shows, it's called the Arnold Classic Champion, whether it's Arnold Classic Europe Champion, Arnold Classic Brazil Champion, Arnold Classic Asia or Russia, whatever the heck that is. You're an Arnold Classic Champion. I don't think there's going to be any asterisks there.
Let me play devil's advocate, though, Sean. First of all, the McDonald's analogy is horrible,
okay.
Number one. I'm going to call you out on that one. Two.
Why? Right. I thought McDonald's tastes the same around the country and around the world, no?
Yeah, but that's a franchise, and you're getting a burger. Now, let's talk sports here for a second.
Okay.
If there was four Olympia titles out there,
right.
Okay, in different parts of the globe, and, you know, again, now you've got multiple chances. Oh, anyway, well, this guy won an Olympian, this guy won an Olympian. It's like, well, wait a minute here. You have three times the amount of chances to win an Arnold Classic Championship if there's three times the amount of shows. Flex Wheeler didn't have that consideration. You didn't have that consideration.
Right. We were a smaller group. We were a smaller industry back then. We've grown.
Yeah, but you had one shot, which made it prestigious, just like the Olympia. There's one Mr. Olympia. You had one chance to win an Arnold Classic Championship. You won it. Flex won it four times. You know, again, this guy won it. Dexter won it. So it gave it prestige. And that's what my column deals with. Is the prestige diminished now that you have three or four chances to win an Arnold Classic Championship? That's not taken away from the eventual and future winners of these shows. Arnold Brazil, Arnold China, again, wherever they put this show. But I don't think you can fairly give that. You know, it's like when they do with the baseball players now, Sean. Well, these guys got, you know, 60 more games that they're playing now than they did back then. So they got to put the asterisk next to the thing. I think that runs in the same vein.
Well, you're right. At the end of the day, listen, the prize money in Columbus, Ohio, it is double anywhere else that they're giving these Arnold Classic titles out. So it really doesn't matter, does it? At the end of the day.
No, I mean, it does. You know, again, we're just going to pick some good topics that you. I got a whole bunch, buddy, on my list. I got one I got to ask you, and that is, we talked about Steve Kuklo earlier and, you know, Evagen and, you know, hats off to Hani Rambod for putting that business together and then a very successful company. But my question to you, Sean, is this. I grew up in a time where contracts really weren't that readily available. There was, you know, the Weider contract, of course, and you had, you know, a couple of things like that. Lee Haney kind of ushered in the Twin Lab and those type of deals, but they really weren't out there a whole bunch. A lot of the guys now have big money contracts, and they're good, you know, into the six-figure contracts. Does it make for, I don't want to call them lazier bodybuilders, Sean, but are they less motivated to compete because they're making $200,000-$300,000 a year on these contracts?
You know what, Bob, that is an excellent point. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to have the answer on the other side of our first break. We're on the countdown here at episode 185 for the recipient of the 2013 Arnold Classic Lifetime Achievement Award. The recipient is going to be calling in within the hour. But right now, I'm going to put some thought behind your question, Bob. Hold that thought. Repeat it to me when we come back right after this first commercial break here on MD Radio, where right now you can get the latest issue of Muscular Development and check out what Peter McGough's talking about, where Chris Cormier was a six-time first runner-up at the Arnold Classic, six times, and the guy's still alive, believe it or not. And, of course, we have Dan Solomon talking about the rise of the guru. It's all inside the pages of the new Muscular Development magazine with Arnold Schwarzenegger, March issue. We're going to come back here with Bob Ciccarillo right after this first commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Ron! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Ron! Oh my God! I saw you! I saw you! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we were talking with Bob Ciccarillo basically about the watering down effect of the title and it losing some of its prestige as it begins to get global. I mean, we've got to be careful what we ask here for, because we watch the sport blow up and become very inclusive of other activities such as MMA and powerlifting and all the things that happened during an Arnold Classic weekend, and now these other countries as Arnold has gotten back more involved with the sport after he left the governorship. Now we've got into South America coming up the last weekend in April, and of course we're going on our third year in Spain with the Arnold Classic Europe, and potentially we're headed to either Russia, China, Australia, or South Africa eventually. So there's a watering down effect. But I think, Bob, to your question, as long as Arnold shells out the biggest purse here in Columbus, Ohio, which is coming up the first weekend of March, as long as that money stays higher than the rest, I think we've all got to recognize that basically as the Super Bowl, the rest of these kind of as a playoff. So I know that Arnold did mention he'd like to get these all spread out on these continents and then just have one big one. But to get to that point, you've got to have different guys win those other Arnold Classics on those other continents so that now we can come to Columbus and have the one where, okay, there's five or six Arnold Classic champions up here vying for the one ultimate prize. That's kind of what it sounded like he had in mind 2 years ago when we did the exclusive interview.
Well, that would be cool, and I think that would be a great way to go is, you know, like I say, get it on the map, get the winners or the top three from each Arnold or whatever it is, and they all get on stage. You know, maybe that becomes the invitational so much as that you qualify for it, and that becomes their Olympia, so to say, their Super Bowl of Arnolds. And you know,
well, yeah,
I think that would be a good premise. The other question I had for you, Sean, before we went to break, was do you think the monster contract has taken a little bit of the steam out of a lot of the new superstars competing every year? You didn't have that option. A lot of the guys back then didn't have that option. You had to get out there. You had to compete. You know, you had to get your face out there and try to even get a contract. But, you know, does making $200,000-$300,000 a year on a contract from a supplement company now take away the fire from these guys to want to get on the competition stage?
Yeah, I think there's a twofold effect. There's a little bit of a watering down of the fire to get out and hustle to earn the money, get the notoriety and publicity, because these supplement ads put you in your image in their ads, and there's advertising that's built into a year-round advertising campaign for the supplement companies, which keeps your name and face out there. Most of these bodybuilders back in the 70s and the 80s were competing because they were just trying to be the best, and with being the best comes privilege, and privilege sometimes comes money, and then you get exclusivity, and then you get this kind of preservation mode. They don't want you overexposed competing two or three times, but I tell you, you know, Tony Freeman's eked out a very good living for himself. Dexter Jackson as well has eked out a good living. Darren Charles survived off of the frequency of which he competed in these shows. I mean, if you look back, Flex Wheeler, as good as he was doing it. Him, Chris Cormier, Lee Labrada. I mean, I was never one of those guys. I found my niche was booking myself, making appearances and tours on my own. That was one of my specialties that I was able to do at a very young age, and I monetized that over my career. I think now a company lays out a $100,000, $200,000 deal. The athlete says, I only want to do the Olympia if I qualify for it because that's where I want to get my prestige. That's where I want my fans. It's a select few. For example, Jake, you win the Olympia, you're qualified for life. So Jay Cutler has the privilege that he can preserve his body and his prestige, and if you want to see him, you got to go to the Olympia. There's other guys working their way in that direction, but look at what Sean Roden did a year ago. Sean Roden competed like 6, 7, maybe 8 times and got 4 or 5 championships along the way and padded his financial security so that in 2013 he doesn't have to have that watering down effect of competing in every contest. He can preserve himself and put the best package on stage at the Olympia. So,
and he got himself a contract. I think he did himself a service by getting out there more, by showing his face, by doing well doesn't hurt. But to put him, you know, he was without a contract for a while. I mean, he was a guy who was sitting there winning shows. I'm not even so sure he had a contract at the time he won his first show. But, you know, and then obviously Ronnie Coleman picked him up, which I think is a great find. But, you know, there's interesting questions like that, you know, that pop up, Sean, with you know, these type of situations in modern bodybuilding. Because, again, the landscape has changed so much since when you came up. Like you say, the age factor, one thing. Nobody's turning pro at 21, 22 years old anymore. I mean, you know, you get your Dallas McCarver here and there, but that's clearly the exception to the rule. But, Sean, another question for you. I got a whole bunch of them tonight.
Yeah.
You were at the Fit Expo. I know Jay Cutler was there kicking around. A, how did he look? And B, has the popularity of Jay gone down any since he hasn't been on the competition stage? Because it sure looks like he's still the fan favorite out there.
Yeah, he's still walking around as Mr. Olympia. I mean, he's got all the respect and admiration of the reigning champion, Phil Heath. He had a seminar there. But Phil's line, Jay's line to get autographs and personal pictures are equally one and the same. I think that these guys do respect what Jay's brought to the game. A lot of them are cheering for Jay, feeling that maybe he's the X factor. He's the guy that can beat Phil Heath because he's done it before. I'm not 100% convinced. I think we've turned the page and Jay's got his work cut out, anything short of Phil getting injured, and we know it's not over till the fat lady sings. I mean, anybody is vulnerable until that show is over. Jay included, of course, Dorian Yates is retired. He's the only one that was able to bypass, you know, anything happening to his physique from the bicep to the tricep to the quadricep to the shoulder and still win the contest. I think Jay's got to be spectacular. Right now, I was pleasantly surprised with the very athletic look that Jay brought to that expo and put on a little bit more fullness because he was down in size. He gave his body enough time to recover and rest. He seems healthy. He seems athletic. It's different standing there with his clothes on compared to getting on a stage. I'll be very interested to see what he looks like when he finally does guest pose again because it's been a very long time since he's on a stage. And, you know, Phil's been doing it routinely. Phil's as confident as he is cocky, and one has to wonder if Jay's going to second-guess himself along the way.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean. In your opinion, let's take Jay at his all-time best, and that can be arguably either 01 or his first Olympia title. But let's take either one. Let's just take Jay at his previous 100% conditioning. Is that enough to take out a 100% Phil Heath, or does Jay have to be better than he's ever been to have a chance?
Jay's got to go back to 01, and we know we can never turn the clock back. That's like saying Ronnie Coleman needed to go back to 98 when we
right.
first saw that. There's very few firsts. Flex Wheeler in 93, maybe Sean Ray in 90, whatever year you like, 94 or maybe even 87. But once you've seen that wow factor, you've raised the bar, it's very hard to get back there some years later. Jay was doing the business against very different competitors and a very different standard for our judges. He was going up against Ronnie Coleman for a decade, so that was his nemesis. He didn't have a challenger in third place. It was Ronnie and Jay for a decade. Then you got Phil Heath, who beats the guy in head-to-head competition. Anything short of changing the entire judging panel,
right,
the tide stays in the champion's favor. And right now, Kai Greene is no slouch. Don't be surprised if Sean Roden puts on some size in the shoulders and arms that Jay has a fight on his hands from even Sean Roden. So Dexter Jackson looks surprisingly good against a 46-year-old Tony Freeman. He may have a rubber match with Dexter Jackson. Jay Cutler could be the Branch Warren of the 2013 Olympia, the way that Branch was in the 2012. So even though he had the time off, the injury recovered, all of that stuff, it looks like, based on the champions that have been crowned in 2012, Jay is fighting an uphill battle. He's not coming back the way he did in 2009 when Dexter Jackson beat him. Mind you, Jay's last show, he was second. He's going to have to fight to stay in the top five of this contest. That's not going to be, that question will not be solved until that Saturday night in Las Vegas. And that you can debate all day long.
Well, I'll tell you this, you got to go back over 10 years, Sean, to get something other than a first or a second place from Jay Cutler. And that was, I think, that eighth place finish he had at the Olympia. After that, it was all ones and twos. So for over a decade, he's been either the winner or runner-up. So he would break that streak, obviously, anything less. Sean, let me ask you, is the happiest guy on in the potential lineup this year Branch Warren, if Jay Cutler's in there?
Well, yeah, Branch then has something comparable
right.
to stand next to. Branch has a very steep incline to get back to that pre-injury at the Arnold Classic Branch Warren that we came to know and love, and also the first runner-up, Jay Cutler, Branch Warren. So Branch, you know, and time we have seen has only favored the select few. I mean, it was very good to Albert Beckles. It was very
sure.
good to Vince Taylor. So far it's been very good to Tony Freeman, who's gotten better with age. It's been very good to Dexter Jackson, who's 43. Branch is another bodybuilder who's a teen national champion right there with Jay Cutler in 93, who's going to be looking 40 in the eye and having to usher it in slowly. But he's coming off of, having to battle some injuries and having a baby and the whole adjustment. He's got to be one of the hungrier bodybuilders fighting an uphill battle. But this rematch right here of Jay trying to get back up there reminds me of the feature we have in the current issue of Muscular Development called Fire and Ice with Arnold and Sergio. Remember, Sergio won the Olympia in 1967,
sure.
68, and 69, And, of course, Arnold kind of had to wait his turn, but then there he was in 1970. And he was unbeatable from 70 to 75, but Sergio Oliva was right there. I think once that baton changes hands, it's very hard to snatch it back. And now Phil's had it 2 years, unlike Dexter's 1 year. I think Jay is going to have a very hard time getting it back from Phil, but the question will remain, can Branch even stay close to Jay? This is very good for Branch. I'm not so sure it's so good for Jay.
Well, that's the question, Sean, the million-dollar question, of course. And, you know, we always speak in hypotheticals. You know, it's a given, you know, we shouldn't even have to put the disclaimer out. It's a given that everybody comes in shape. Now, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, you know, for everybody listening. So, you know, we're going on the idea that everybody shows up in reasonably close to 100% condition. And going on that, I mean, and you're right, Sean, there's a lot of X factors here. You know, Jay at 40 years old, again, which, as you and I both know, there's a big difference, you know, in when you're Phil's age than when you're obviously in your 40s. So that's a factor. But there's one thing I've had a long-standing belief in Jay, that I think he is much better chasing the Sandow than he's been holding on to it. And I don't know if that's just from all the years of fighting against Ronnie, you know, and trying to catch him. But Jay seems much more motivated, hungry, and seems to put a better product on stage when he's fighting for the title. You'd agree?
I do, and he's going to have to be cognizant of the fact that he's getting older, not younger, and he's got to watch out for injuries, because once you've had one, it can be a domino effect, especially a catastrophic re-injury. We watched Victor Martinez overcome the knee injury and go on to win the Arnold Classic Europe. Jay Cutler knows all too well with his wisdom that he's got to be careful, he's not playing the size game, and that if he's going to beat Phil Heath, he better be peeled like he was in 2001. And we hadn't seen that condition from Jay since then. We've seen improvements and an evolution of his physique, but he's going to have to go back to the drawing board. And if he's working with Chad Nichols, they're going to have to figure it out. We know Chad is known for bringing in athletes very dry, his three-time, four-time Miss Olympia wife, and, of course, the things he did with Ronnie Coleman. But let's take a commercial break. I'm trying to track down the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient of 2013, the Dragon Slayer. Right after this commercial break, let's see if we can find the original Arnold Classic champion in Rich Gaspari right after this commercial.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.com.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on! I still here! It's not yet! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on with the original Arnold Classic champion from 1989. This guy was not only the Arnold Classic champion, the original winner, also a three-time first Olympia runner-up, won his class in the light heavyweight division of the Nationals, a former training partner of the eight-time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney. I don't know what else to say. This guy's owned a gym. He's got his own nutrition line. He's sponsoring athletes. He's traveling all over the world. And now Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, 25 years later, is having the reunion in Columbus, Ohio, where I won't say it all started, because by the time Rich won this contest, again, he was already on his way to the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. He just added this feather into his cap at the original competition. By way of, are you in California, Rich, right now?
I was in California. I was at the Fit Expo. I was in Anaheim. Then I went to Los Angeles. And I just got back home. It was there in beautiful California, 75 degrees. Now I'm in New Jersey with it's actually snowing.
That's what I wanted to get to. You took the words out of my mouth. Rich, it's still 85 degrees here in California, exactly how you left it. But man, you are all over the place. It's a wonder you haven't got some doppelganger that looks like you that's walking around the country, because you're just as busy as you were when you were doing the tours, having those rubber matches with Labrada, as you are now doing the entrepreneurial stuff of promoting Gaspari Nutrition. So you were here promoting your product at the Expo, but you also did a little bit more business in Anaheim, correct?
Yes. I was actually in Tampa, Pittsburgh, and Anaheim doing meetings with the managers of GNCs.
Yeah.
So that's a very busy doing that as well. So,
well, now you're about to be recognized by Arnold himself. I can't believe it's 25 years later. Of course, I was there in the audience when you won that $55,000 purse, and it just launched into this massive event. I know we've got you featured in the Arnold Classic, Arnold Sports Festival 25 documentary that'll be produced and put out on the market that weekend, but you're going to be on stage in some very good company. You know, Bob and I were just going over some of the past champions, the recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Award. Most recently, of course, was Robert Kennedy from Muscle Mag International, the late Robert Kennedy. Of course, Sylvester Stallone, Jack LaLanne, Reg Park, Joe Weider, Frank Zane, Lou Ferrigno, Franco Colombo. How does it feel to now be on the receiving end of this? I mean, it's been a long time since you were on that stage, but now to be in that company, is it starting to sink in yet, or will it not sink in until you have that award he's going to present you with?
I mean, I'm very humbled by, you know, being able to get this award and being recognized. I still don't see it because I'm still out there. Usually someone getting a lifetime achievement award is you know, retired or on their laurels. I'm still out there working as hard as I can, and I just, you know, I love what I do, and it's honor to be recognized, for saying that, you know, I've dedicated my life to health and fitness and bodybuilding. You know, I started training when I was 13 years old, and I don't, you know, have to say I'm going to be 50 years old in May. You know, I've put my life into being, you know, loving this life of being involved with bodybuilding and fitness.
I was just going to ask you, Rich, I know you've got a 50th birthday coming up, but does it make you a little nervous getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at 50?
A little nervous?
Yeah.
What sense?
Well, you know, it is. Usually you're going to give somebody, you know, somebody's either going to die, you know, they're getting up there in age a little bit, but you're just turning 50.
Yeah, you know, 50's the new 40, so I still feel young, but like I said, it's a great honor to get recognized for, you know, for this award, and, you know, I still love what I do, you know, with a passion. I still train 5 days a week. You know, I'm out there sponsoring athletes and training in the gym. I'm out there, you know, talking about my product, educating people on training. So it's something I really love to do, and I want to continue doing, hopefully can do it for the next 30, 40 years, if I can, you know.
Well, while you're doing that, I mean, obviously you're not old enough to do the retirement tour, and you're still hungry and ambitious enough to keep promoting and giving back. What else gets you out of bed in the morning, Rich? I mean, it's one thing to go and do what you do very well in these business meetings, these booths, and this, and sponsoring the athletes and the shows. I mean, we're on autopilot as it relates to that because we know it all too well. But what else, what makes Rich get up and get you excited?
I mean, first, you know, I have my kids, you know, I love my kids, and, you know, I want to really show them, you know, when I always looked up to my dad, because my dad was a hard-working guy, and, you know, I didn't really understand, I saw my dad working hard, and as I got older, I understood that he was doing it, you know, for his family, and it's the same thing here, like, you know, I want my kids to see that, you know, I'm out there working hard, you know, for them, for their future as well. I like to, you know, I like doing what I do when it comes to, like, making new products. You know, that's very exciting to me. What really feels great is when people come to me and say, Rich, you really inspired me. You really got me just wanting to either get myself in shape or, you know, they got into a new business endeavor. That's the kind of stuff that I love hearing from people. That means that, you know, these people are actually, you know, contributing to society as well and using health and fitness to make themselves, you know, better.
Rich, you won the show back in the 1989. You know, we're looking at bodybuilding 25 years later now, and obviously you're still very active. You're still at the competitions and, you know, seeing the best pros in the world out today. What do you think about the state of bodybuilding today versus 1989?
I mean, I see some of the bodybuilders, Phil Heath, but, you know, I've been on tour. You talk about tours. I've been in Australia. You know, I've been with Phil Heath, and he's a hardworking guy, trains hard, you know, love his physique. I've been, you know, hanging out with Jay Cutler, all these guys. I think they're great, great bodybuilders and great ambassadors to the sport. Sometimes I think, and maybe it's just me, I look at my era as the golden era with me and Sean Ray, yourself, and some of the bodybuilders from the, you know, from the late 80s into the 90s. That was like, I think that was like the pinnacle of bodybuilding. That's what I feel. I mean, then it kind of changed. There was a lot more camaraderie. I think there is today. I mean, I know some of these guys, they don't really speak to each other. What was big back then is a lot of people trained out west and, you know, went to Venice, or they, you know, went to Joe Weider, to Woodland Hills. I mean, they don't do that anymore. It's just, it's kind of different.
Well, Rich, you turned pro at the tender age of barely 20-something years old. Barely 20, I think you were 20, correct? Like right around that age?
I was just 20 years old, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, you're out of New Jersey. I remember, what gym did you train out of when you were coming up? What did you come out of in New Jersey?
There was actually the Gold's Gym in Milltown, New Jersey.
Right.
Now it became Muscle Mill, but I also trained in, that you trained there as well, Diamond Gym. Mm-hmm. It was actually owned by John Kemper, who passed on. But that was a great gym in North Jersey that I used to go to. There was a lot of, you know, great bodybuilders, from Jersey came out of that gym.
Well, I'm going to bring my popcorn to Columbus, Ohio, because we're going to watch Rich Gaspari basically be memorialized in front of our eyes. We're going to see this body of work that he's done, still doing the business, barely 50 years old, and he's got a whole lot more in store. I know you got the MMA fighter Ronda Rousey, who's fighting in February right here in Anaheim, another Gaspari-sponsored athlete. You branched out of bodybuilding, and you work with other cross-training and physique-type athletes. You got James Flex Lewis and Hidetada Yamagishi. We're going to kick things off right there in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be kind of a homecoming for Rich, so bring the popcorn, Bob, and we'll watch this whole thing play out, man. Rich, we're going to thank you for all that you do. Bundle up out there. We don't want you catching the cold on the East Coast, but you're welcome to come back to California if you need to work.
I want to get back to California or Florida, where your mom is. It was nice there as well.
Come visit your house down here, Rich.
There you go. Yeah, visit your house, retirement home out there. Well, listen, man, we're going to let you go. We're going to catch up with you in Columbus, Ohio, man. Congratulations. It's a huge honor. Much respect. It was a pleasure being on the stage with you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Rich Gaspari, the Dragon Slayer. Former training partner and nemesis, Rich the Itch is what he called him. Lee Haney had a great time helping to shape and mold Rich's career, and Rich kept him on his toes, Bob. What did you make of him? Because we came up at the same time and kind of watched this guy do what nobody's doing in today's economy in terms of their age.
Well, I mean, his accomplishments, I mean, there's a reason he's given the Lifetime Achievement Award. Very deserving, but, you know, Rich has dedicated his life to bodybuilding. First time, here's an interesting story for you, Sean. First time I met Rich was 1987. I was at the Junior Nationals in Toledo, Ohio, a year after you were at the Junior Nationals in 86, where I made my debut from the teenage department to the men's.
Subsequently
got my ass handed to me. But in 87, I came back and I ended up winning the 87 Junior Nationals. Well,
right.
Matt Mendenhall was on the poster, supposed to be the big guest poser.
Right.
And for some odd reason, I don't know if he had a conflict, an injury, something, but he couldn't make it. But Rich Gaspari ended up filling in. So I'm backstage getting ready for the overall, and all of a sudden I'm face-to-face and looking at Rich Gaspari pumping up and getting ready to go do his thing out on stage before we went to do the overall. So that was my first meeting of Rich, though.
Yeah, well, my first meeting with Rich, dude, I was standing next to the guy in 1988. He's only getting first runner-up to Lee Haney, unfortunately. I actually saw him in my gym. He was doing a video in 86 before I came to Niagara Falls for that Junior Nationals that Eddie Robinson won. He was doing his video, the first Rich Gaspari video in 1986, and of course his career just took off and skyrocketed. 2 years later, I'm up there with him on stage, and he's already, you know, going for his third first runner-up in 1988 here in Los Angeles. But that being said, Bob, we've got a lot to cover as we count down to the 25th annual Arnold Classic Championship Sports Festival, I should say, and Bob's going to be right there helping me cover the interviews and the contest run up, and of course some of the guys that are going to be doing the show will come on here at MD Radio. But right now, Bob, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the rest of Martin Luther King's birthday, and we're going to catch up with you in a couple of short weeks.
You got it, man. We'll see you then.
All right. That's Bob Chicarillo. Check out his column, Chick Chat, in the New Muscular Development. We're going to take our final commercial break here at MD Radio, come back and wrap things up and give you a little preview of what's coming up in 2013 right here at MD Radio.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God!
Business as usual, man. Get in! I saw you! I saw you!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth. All right, we heard from one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time, Rich Gaspari, the Hall of Famer, and of course Bob Ciccarillo chiming in with his two cents. But again, I'm holding in my hand the March issue of the 2013 Muscular Development magazine with Arnold Schwarzenegger on the cover, where there's a very interesting read on the inside by Peter McGough called Fire and Ice, Arnold and Sergio. There's some very good nuggets of history in there between those two guys. And between them, they have, you know, 10 Mr. Olympia championships. Of course, we have the Arnold Classic preview as well, where myself and Flex Wheeler and Kevin Lavrone, we all chime in on our take on what's going to happen with the results. Of course, it's just our opinions. And you could take them with a grain of salt, but it's a very interesting contrast on how we all see this championship contest taking place. We also got a huge feature on Dexter Jackson going for the most important win yet in terms of his Arnold Classics. He's done at least 10 of those competitions, and he's got 3 titles to his credit. He's going to have to go through the military man, Cedric McMillan, who's doing his first Arnold Classic championship. Lee Haney has already predestined this guy to be a future Mr. Olympia winner. All he's done is gone out and won 2 contests on his way while serving his country, and now he's looking for win number 3 and the $130,000 prize money and Dexter Jackson's name in his rear view. Armed and Dangerous with Cedric McMillan. He's going to show you how he trains his arms and some very good photography in there, and we'll see him take the stage for the first time since he won, I believe it was out in New York. And on the softer side of things, We've got India Paulina, who won out in Miami, Florida, this past December at the Masters Championships, as our featured major distraction. Twice is not enough. She's hungry for victory on the Bikini International stage. Look for India Paulina's nice layout there in the center. Of course, we've got all the other champions featured in the back. Big Ronnie Coleman, of course, Jay Cutler's talking about his road back to the Mr. Olympia. Big Bad Wolf and all the other good nuggets on the inside, Paparazzi Pictures and Per Bernal's photography. That being said, it brings me to an interesting point here. When you go to the No Bull section of MuscularDevelopment.com, that's where you're going to be able to stay up with the current play-by-play action going into the 2013 bodybuilding season. As Team MD lands at the location, we'll have all kinds of paparazzi photographs, videos, and interviews with the athletes, play-by-play action. In the No Bull section, look for those sticky threads, which will be our highlight markers as we break news. We've got the breaking news of Dennis Wolf, who's re-signed with Muscular Development for another year. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie that's out, The Last Stand. Of course, all the Arnold Classic information from hotels to venues to times. And also we've got featured out there the St. Louis Pro Figure Bikini competition on the calendar. Those are our featured sticky threads right now. And of course, you can get a look back at the LA Fit Expo with some interviews and the exclusive interview I did with Steve Kuklo and a lot of paparazzi good stuff. But more importantly, you can go there and chime in. You got a question for one of your champion bodybuilders, feel free to make a post. You just log in with an email address and a username, and you can get into the website and kind of navigate it and just throw something up there and talk to your favorite champion and or you know, express some concerns that you might have or something to do with weight loss or weight gain or posing, all of that good stuff. The forums are the place to be, you know, in between the issues of the magazines coming out as Team MD is bringing new and better improvement with our online editor, Fitadina, at the helm. Going forward, there's going to be some interesting things happening because we have the Arnold Classic 25-year reunion going down March. Actually, it starts February 28th with the amateur competition. I'll be the master of ceremonies. It's a 3-day event. It starts Thursday in the Veterans Memorial, Thursday evening. Later on that night, we have the Rockstar Bikini Championships taking place. Go to rockstarbikini.com. Check that out. And then, of course, we come back on Friday morning for more amateur. And Friday night, we have the women's finals taking place. And then Saturday, the whole shebang, wrapping things up on Sunday at the Expo. Then the party's going to move to Melbourne, Australia, where Tony Doherty is putting things together. I know that Ed, second to none, has already thrown his hat into the arena. He'll be out there in Australia. I know Phil Heath is also going to be out in Australia, so prepare for the two-time reigning and defending champion Phil Heath to be out there. Maybe Dexter Jackson will head back down to Australia to get another title. So those are the first two big shows going down. And then March the 16th, Phil Heath has his classic in Texas with Lee Thompson. And then on March the 30th, Jay Cutler returns with his Jay Cutler Classic in Las Vegas at the Palms. So we're going to bring that weekly, but from this episode moving forward, we'll be bringing on either one, a blast from the past, where are they now, try to find those guys and dig them up weekly for you. As well, we'll try to get a competitive bodybuilder as we count down to the Arnold Classic that is doing the business, that will be on that stage talking about the contest prep. So we'll get a little bit more contest prep information for you guys. But in the meantime, where we are at in this industry, it is January the 21st. It is coming to the close of Martin Luther King Day holiday. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that he was one of my heroes coming up, not only as a man, but for what he stood for and what he's been able to do, opening the doors for not just black people, but all people, that all men are created equal. We have to make sure that we pay our respects to Martin Luther King. He lived and died for us, for these freedoms that we have right now today, and I'm enjoying that. I'm definitely a product of some of his teachings. So for all of you out there in Muscular Development land, I want to give our special thanks to Rich Gaspari, the Hall of Famer, a great honor for him coming up. Of course, to Arnold Schwarzenegger with his opening of Last Stand. Make sure you go out there and see that and support him. And of course, Bob Ciccarillo for all the news and information he brings to Team MD. Great coverage this weekend, guys, at the LA Fit Expo. Make sure you tune in next week as we head into our next episode and see if we can't find out the story from Steve Kuklo about his stolen car. We'll bring him back on next week, see if Dexter Jackson has a second or two for us. If not, we'll have on some other champions right here at Muscular Development Radio. For Team MD, I'm Sean Ray. Peace. I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel. Oh, yeah.